It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Getting the most out of our dairy ration is our topic today with Dr. Ryan Leiterman. So, Ryan, can we tweak the dairy ration to improve the overall bottom line?
Absolutely. There's some things that we can do in the ration strategy that are just different than what's commonly done in the industry. And when they work great, and they're especially useful when we have high commodity prices like this. If you ask most people, and even nutritionists, where does a cow get most of her daily protein? Probably going to get a range of answers. People say, oh, the soybean meal in the ration or the haylage in the ration. And actually, the answer is cows will generally receive the majority of their protein through ruminal microbial bacteria and protozoa, meaning that the rumen is this 55-gallon fermentation vat, and it has a tremendous amount of microbial activity. There's billions upon billions of microbes in there. The microbes are what digest the forages and the feed that are coming into the rumen. And those ruminal microbes are about 80% crude protein. And when you look at their amino acid profile, it's perfect. I mean, it's exactly what's designed to feed the cow. And so what a lot of nutritionists will focus on, the protein in the diet that's really feeding the cow. And that's not actually the case. If we balance the ration in a manner that supports ruminal microbial growth, there's a lot of cool things that'll happen. Now, we use a pretty sophisticated ration balancing software. It is a science, but there is definitely an art form to it as well. Say we're working with a new herd, we will plug in a competitive nutritionist ration, and we will look at the way that structure the ration friendly to the ruminal environment, and if it is, does it support ruminal microbial growth? And very commonly, we'll see on competitive nutrition diets, when we plug it in, the cows are creating maybe 45 to 50% of their protein needs are coming through dead rumen microbes that exit the rumen and go into the intestinal tract. The way we structure our diets, we have farms that are north of 60% of that cow's dietary protein, daily dietary protein, is met through ruminal microbial flora, meaning the way we structure the rations, we grow more rumen bacteria and bugs. And those rumen bugs are very high protein. And if we can grow more of them in the rumen, we deliver more protein to the cow, and she grows it herself rather than having to buy it from the feed mill in the form of soybean meal or bypass amino acids or distillers or whatever their protein sources could be. And there's a few things that we do very differently in our rations that support this ruminal microbial protein. And it's really neat when we go to a farmer and say, okay, you're currently doing ration strategy A with a competitive nutrition company, and your ruminal microbial protein is meeting 48% of the cow's needs. Okay, now we're going to make some changes in the diet, and with our ration, you would be meeting 57% of your cow's daily protein requirement would come from rumen microbial protein. And that difference is protein that the farmer does not have to buy from the mill. So when we have soybean meal prices that are through the roof like they are now, a Crystal Creek ration strategy where we focus on the cow producing her own protein in the form of ruminal microbial growth is a very profitable strategy.
Sounds like the whole key is to take some of that expensive stuff out of the ration.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we look at how we can manipulate the ration in a manner to reduce purchase feed costs. And in today's market right now, with milk prices where they are and commodity prices where they are, that's what producers need, is reduce purchase feed costs. I mean, we can deliver the same amount of protein or more protein to a cow in a much more cost-effective manner by restructuring the diet to allow this ruminal microbial proliferation so that really the rumen can feed the cow and the feed mill doesn't have to.
Thanks for the time today, Ryan.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.